You made it worse, Igor.
I did not.
We had a
great... It's on you.
We had a great plan. Now it's flashing. I don't know why it's flashing. I gotta go back to the thing. Oh my god, this is a disaster.
It's a train wreck, man.
This video gets over 100 views, Igor will get naked. And we're recording, and we're back here with Worship Brother Igor Strukin.
Hello.
For another one of these watch-alongs. This time, so far we've done From Hell, starring Johnny Depp. That was our first one. Then we did the Stonecutters episode of The Simpsons, Homer the Great. Then we did Dislodged from the TV show Psych, starring James Rhoda, Dulé Hill. And today we are watching... This is more of like a... Like, you've never seen the show before, have you?
No, I haven't. First time.
Because I think this show's more of like a... Like a niche show? It's a genre show. It's sci-fi. It's called Warehouse 13. It's right on the Sci-Fi Network. It's finished now. I believe it finished... I should do more research for these. I believe it finished in like 2008 or 9. But the... penultimate episode, the second to last episode of the series, it was in season five, features a lot of Masonic content, and I like the show and I like that episode, so Igor and I are going to watch along together. Season 5 of Warehouse 13, the second last episode.
What's the premise of the show? You actually haven't even told me. I don't even know. I don't know anything about the show.
So, it's about a government agency that maintains a warehouse, and the warehouse is full of these cursed objects or magic objects or supernatural objects that they use to try to stop people from committing crimes, and or they capture from people who are using them to commit felonies and criminal activities. And
on a side note though, Crowley from Supernatural is in this.
Yes.
That's what I'm watching, Supernatural.
He's the main bad guy. For the last season, because in this episode, the warehouse, which is currently located in the show in the United States, the main bad guy, Crowley from Supernatural, is trying to get it to move to China and take it over.
That's actually like Google the title, so you don't actually like means or language or anything about it.
It's more fun this way, Igor.
Fair enough.
You made it worse, Igor.
I did not.
We had a
great... It's on you.
We had a great plan. Now it's flashing. I don't know why it's flashing. I gotta go back to the thing. Oh my god, this is a disaster.
It's a train wreck, man.
This is a disaster. Talk to the people, Igor. What's been your favorite Masonic pop culture thing so far? We have Simpsons, Psych, or From Hell.
It's still Simpsons. Simpsons, hands down, that's still my favorite.
That is like the one, I agree. That is the... Every Mason knows about Homer the Great. Alright, we press play. We're watching it.
How come Paul doesn't die when he has two?
So why
wait
3 years to show him?
This is not the fault of
everything. It's one of those shows where there's a lot of like, and I'm back.
So I have no clue what's going on, really, per se. What?
Okay, now we have the podcast. They're talking. So they're on a the warehouse. One of the artifacts they have on it is this old sailing ship, and that's also what they use as their like main office.
You still have a podcast on. I can hear them talking on the podcast.
I can too. It's cool. No one else can hear it. Fine, I'll change it.
No, I'm just curious. How much Masonic references are in the show? Like how deep Masonically does it go?
It gets pretty deep, Masonically. It's actually, they do reference a couple occasions that it's like Masonic symbolism that they're using. They never explain like the precise connection, why it is that there's so much... why it is there's so much Masonic connections to this. But they do mention that their Freemasonry symbols are pretty prevalent in this last episode. And they're described by the characters as being important to Freemasons.
Have you seen all the episodes?
I have not seen all the episodes. I've seen a lot of them. I've seen all the episodes of this season, and I saw episodes from season 3, which I really liked. I had a great Christmas episode, that one. It was a riff on It's a Wonderful Life, but it was really cool.
Do the other episodes have like song references, or just this one alone?
This one and the next one, the series finale, had a couple Masonic references. I don't know why they had so many. There could have been some I missed. I haven't seen every episode. So the basic premise is there's a bad guy. He's trying to move the warehouse through some magical mumbo-jumbo that deals with the Freemasons, which we'll see soon. And he's got under his control the sister of one of the main characters.
When did you start watching the show? Like, were you a Mason already, or is this after you became a Mason you started watching the show?
It was way after I became a Mason. I was, it was purely by accident that I discovered it as it skips away. I didn't know there'd be any Masonic references in the show. And I just watched it, and then it popped up, and I thought it was really cool. So I figured it would be something worth watching. See?
Wow, Hiram Abyss Tools, yes.
And we got...
should pause it.
Yeah.
I'll charge you now. Another cutaway scene.
So he's using... So we got the Mason Square, Mason Compass, and Steady Ball.
Yes.
All three of which are very important sonically for different in different reasons. We got compasses.
Those are like paintings and pictures of compass and light coming out of it.
Basically, the theory is those tools, their reference is being Masonic, but in the show's universe, they're used to locate or maintain the location of the warehouse. So, which does make sense Masonically, because we're going to see later on a cornerstone, which is something that you set up. It's good for Masons, stonemasons use it to set up the start of their building, so that's the first angle, and everything goes off of that. In the show, it's used to set the location for the warehouse.
Actually, you're pretty instrumental in the City Hall of Windsor cornerstone.
Yes, I was. Well played, sir. I was. I'll throw a link up there because we got a video about it. They just had a picture on the screen of Hiram Abiff.
The Green Dragon Tavern.
I think that might have been a Masonic lodge. It's not. I know the one in England was...
back in the day, taverns were used for lodges after hours.
So we got some Egyptian symbols, which is slightly Masonic. I mean, it's not... I don't think there's that actual connection, but certainly... Masonry was more than happy to adopt some of those.
They were like forefathers because they built pyramids. That's a pretty great feat of engineering in general.
Oh, and see, it just says they went to get the compass, and it was removed. So the compass is being used to set the location for the new warehouse. Yeah, it's always interesting is how much of it is retroactively. Like, what's the word in Masons? So in a TV show. When they completely modify or like alter the history of something to make it fit in with the new story, there's a word for it. Retconning.
Sure.
So it's a retcon. So that's like in Star Trek, like, you know how in the original series, the Klingons looked a certain way, and then in Next Generation, they look different?
I don't know the old stuff. Like, I just happened to mention I watched Star Trek Lower Decks today. But beyond that, I haven't watched much of the old stuff.
Okay, well, so in TV shows, sometimes what they'll do is they'll do this thing called retconning, where they'll want to take the show a certain direction, but it won't fit in with past episodes, or like the continuity will be messed up.
It's happened numerous times with Doctor Who, but that's a time travel
show. Yeah, so
they can get away with it if you have time travel.
So they'll do something where they'll throw in some random storyline which tries to explain away the incongruities or time travel. So I've always wondered about that in Masonry, because it seems like sometimes there's retconning where, for example, how much of it was an actual connection between, you know, ancient Egyptian masons and stone builders, and how much of their practices and ideas and beliefs and philosophies made it like an unbroken chain to modern masonry, and how much of it was just modern masons, and when I say modern, I mean 18th century masons, just liked and appreciated those ideas and just retconned them into our
I believe it happens more than it's really discussed. The reason is such a vast amount of time. From our time to Romans is the same amount of time from, like, I mean Romans, I mean, like, let's say 30 BC, to them to the Egyptian, like, peak. It's such a vast amount of time where I can't truly imagine that there's a unbroken line of knowledge. I'm sure knowledge was rediscovered numerous times. People wrote stuff down, especially if it's important. They probably hid it somewhere, and people discover things. Or just like all knowledge, it comes back up again.
And I'm not opposed to retconning either, in the sense that, like, if there is something that you appreciate from the past, there's nothing wrong, I think, with incorporating it into your ritual and into your work. You know, and whether or not it came unbroken or was rediscovered or however you want it, you know, however it is that you want to explain why it's part of your ritual, if there's a valuable lesson, I think it makes sense that it be used. And the bad guy just found the heavy setting mold.
Yeah, just put the handle into the top. Or...
So yeah, that's always, and now we got the compass and it's sending out a signal, and the signal is kind of how the warehouse moves.
How big is this warehouse supposed to be?
It's supposedly, like, you know, Doctor Who.
Okay, so it's like, it's bigger on the inside than the outside?
Yeah. It's just some random warehouse on the, outside and, like, in the middle of nowhere, but on the inside it's probably infinite. Or goes on a very long ways because they can fit a dinosaur skeleton in there. I did, though, one thing, I wanted to do a podcast about this, is I was reading an article about the Egyptian pyramids, and apparently it was always assumed that it was primarily built by slaves, which I'm sure a lot of slaves built it. But I guess they did some archaeological research, and they found that certain skeletons, I think they examined the teeth of them or the bones. Anyway, certain skeletons had greater amounts of like nutrients in them. They were healthier than you would expect for, and the teeth were healthier than you would expect in the skeletons of slaves. And what they think that means is that there was an actual group of professional craftsmen who were supervising not only like a pyramid site, but multiple pyramids. And there was like a traveling group of craftsmen that would travel around and sell their skills and abilities, which would be kind of the origins of Freemasonry.
I would believe that the Egyptians did have a lot of conscripts, just kind of like certain nations in our time. When you hit a certain age, you have to do military service. A similar thing with back then, they were also did military service, but built stuff. I do believe it, because it would be hard to retrain for every single building project your masons to get it going again.
And yeah, it's certainly, you know, the idea of specialized skills, but related to geometry, because that would have been, you know, you can't have a, if you're going to build a pyramid, you don't want it to be not at 90 degree angles, because the pharaoh will kill you.
Well, they also learned over time. There was, like, the one pyramid has two different angles due to collapse due to the weight. They did it. There's a lot of pyramids, and they learned from them. They didn't start with large Giza pyramids right away. They're smaller ones, and over time they got bigger and bigger. Anytime you do something, you just get better at it every time.
That's hope. Time and effort, right?
Yes. Persistence.
So the compass is glowing, and it's basically, once it does a full circle, all the shit in the warehouse gets moved over. So
why is it glowing red?
I don't know, because that's the color as it, as it's doing its rotation, it's sending out that beam, and all the stuff in the warehouse.
I wasn't sure if there's any symbols behind it. Just asking.
I don't know things, Igor. I don't know how things work.
You should have watched, like, the behind the scenes, a director's cut or the commentary first, so you have an idea.
It's more fun to just guess as you go. This is, they're trying to stop the compass from moving. They use silly string, but it's like specially, everything in the warehouse is like something extra special. So the silly string was, it belonged to some, I think it was a magician. It belonged to somebody who was famous for escaping or something. It, everything has like its own unique backstory, which is always kind of fun. They had the battery of like Tesla, and so it was extra powerful. I remember my favorite combination of artifacts they had on the show was they used a ticket from Bob Dylan's concert in Woodstock, I think. The ticket from when Bob Dylan switched from acoustic to electric guitar, and everybody was pissed off, and so the ticket made people angry. I thought was really cool. Fun little, because I like Bob Dylan. So they do stuff like that in the show all the time.
So it's a cursed object?
Yeah, everything in it has some weird story. And they'll, you know, if bad guys get a hold of them, they use them for evil means, and these guys always just use them for crime solving and stuff like that. They had, like, sand from, in one of the episodes, sand from, I think it was Death Valley, someplace, and anyways, when they would sprinkle on people, they would immediately start to drown.
So what's going on in the show is when
or compass, dehydrate, I should say.
Compass rotates and the light hits the objects, they're teleported? Is that happening?
Yeah, so, because the compass, I guess the theory is the compass is what keeps the warehouse where it's located. Which makes sense, I guess, philosophically, right? Because a compass, a compass is what you use to lay out the plans and designs. Mm-hmm. So long as the compass is there, it's what keeps the warehouse present. And when the bad guy stole the heavy-setting mall and moved it over to China and set it down, the compass then has to transport all of the items to the new location. So it creates like a circle around it with that light. A metaphorical circle. But yeah, I like with anything within the compasses.
They haven't used a square yet, right? I didn't see a square being used.
I don't think they use a square at all, to be honest, if I recall. I think the only two ones they used, we saw the three in the picture. We saw the Mason Square, the Mason Compass, and I think they call it the Mason Mall. But if I recall this episode, they only really use the mall and the compass. That's what we see most frequently. But it could be wrong. It's been, 8-9 months since I've seen this.
Yes. It's not really that much amount of time.
It's been forever. Actually, I don't even know what time is like anymore, because with everything shut down, mm-hmm. days kind of bleed into one another. It could be last month or 20 years ago. So they have these transportation tunnels. They are going to China to try to stop the bad guy from finishing transporting the warehouse. And the pedestal is moving once again, and once again the items in the warehouse being transported to the new location. What are some other things you've seen that are like, off the top of your head, that you can think of that have Masonic references in? And if anybody has any comments, like if you know anything, we should check out. It doesn't have to be good. In fact, if it's bad, it'd be better. We just watched a really great movie called Zombies, so...
The sequel, right?
The sequel, Zombies 2. It's about zombies. It's about zoo animals that become zombies. So that was a great movie.
It's October. It's appropriate.
That movie's always appropriate, Igor.
True, kids' birthday parties, why not?
I was saying that's what I... That is like my dream movie to be in, would be Zombies 3. If any producers Because, you know, Igor, dozens of people watch this.
Very true.
Dozens and dozens. Actually, I don't think any of your episodes have made it over 100 yet. Way to go, Igor. The architectural designs...
I don't show enough skin, that's the problem.
Yes. If we can get over 100 views for this, Igor will get naked. On the next podcast episode. That'll get the people.
We'll get them something.
The architectural ones have like over... That's not even doing the best. That's got 780, I think, right now.
What title is it giving? Maybe it's the title that really sells it.
The next one's going to be Igor Will Get Naked. If we get over 100 views.
Can we just change names, put Alistair in there or something like that? I don't know.
It's too late. You've already said it. We all heard it. I can edit this. I normally don't edit shit, but I will edit this so it looks like you said, yes, I'll get naked. I don't know. I think that would probably... Like, it's been a while since I've read the YouTube's YouTube's terms of service. I worry though that might be a content violation somewhere.
I believe so.
But you know, YouTube, you never know. YouTube's never seen you naked. It could be there's a woman on there, who knows how much it'll just blow up.
I love how we stay on topic. Always.
This is the more important topic.
Fair enough.
Now they've tried to blow up the Masonic compass.
The compass, the pillar, anything to get to stop.
Because once it completes its full rotation at 360 degrees, then it's a full circle around the thing, and then obviously everything ends up going away.
Can they walk? They can walk through the light. Is that thing they can walk through the light, or is that no?
I think they do. Yeah, here.
Yeah, he just walked through the light. Yeah, so
I think it only affects the
objects.
Yeah, the artifacts.
Are you trying to tie it off to a wall when magic's silly string didn't work?
You know, you do what you can. I guess he really wants to.
Had like four bolts in it. That couldn't hold that much.
They're trying. I think they've... I never noticed, really thought about the symbolism of it, but I guess there is a... You know, it makes sense that if you have a compass, one full rotation of the compass would be what was necessary to transfer everything, right? Compass, 360 degrees... We talk about that a bit in Masonry too, the idea of the full circle of your Masonic duties.
Yes. It's important also for a Master Mason.
Yeah. Yeah, the compass is, you know, I've always liked, I think we all have our favorite, well, I guess not everybody, but I know I've got my favorite things in Masonry. You know, my favorite lecture and my favorite symbols are the second degree tools, which you got to join if you want to learn what they are. But the second degree tools is my favorite lecture. But I think a lot of guys, if you're put on the spot, would pick compass as their favorite Masonic symbol. What about you?
I do a lot of York, right? So there's other things in there, which there's a lot more. So I have a better selection, I'd say. There are certain things in there I like. There's some things in a veil. That I really enjoyed. I can't discuss it more than that.
That's fine. And the veil?
There's a couple veils for a real Archmason. There's some symbolism there.
You guys can't really hear it well, probably, but they're singing. I always dug this because they're singing "When I think the title of the song is "When I Grow Up" by Garbage, which is a great '90s song. And they're bonding over it because they're sisters and they both love that song. And I love that reference when I heard it the first time. I liked it almost as much as the Masonic symbols because I love Garbage. Garbage is a great band. Do you remember Garbage?
Yes.
They were terrific. So the bad guy's got the Heavy Sending Mall. He's about to place it on the cornerstone. I guess that will complete the, what you call it, the teleportation.
The one lady with the eyeglass thing on, is that like attached to her or is it just like superficially on there?
Yeah, it was attached by the bad guy to control her. It looks like a Borg thing, kind of.
It does.
But there's only so many, and now it's, I think, it's taken off, and then you can... So he's about to hit the cornerstone with Heavy City Mall.
Which is weird, because, like, most malls go with a chisel for type of... When you're handling something away, right? You just don't use this maul and hit something with it.
Weird. Yeah, that's true, but...
I understand it's a TV show.
I don't know if they thought... I agree, though. You'd think it'd be both. Like, you didn't... Because the chisel is an important Masonic symbol as well. You know? So you think you could have both. Oh, by the way, 2008. This is a 2008...
What just happened there? That guy... disappeared with sparks because a guy threw something else into a bag?
Yeah, so he... Oh my gosh, now we gotta go back to the first episode. So, technically, the bad guy came from an alternative reality that they existed in, like, the first episode of this season. The bad guy in that episode, who was Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because I love that. That was Buffy. So anyways, that guy, he created these alternate timelines. And in order for the bad guy in this episode to stay in their timeline, he had to have that tuning fork thing.
Okay. And the bag destroys whatever goes in it?
Those bags are what they use to nullify the power of their objects.
Okay.
Because their job is to travel around and recapture any lost warehouse items, and in order to nullify their magic powers, they use those bags. Otherwise, all of their stuff would just, you know.
Good.
All of their artifacts. This show is a lot like Friday the 13th, the TV series. If you've ever seen that, you ever see that?
No.
Oh my god, that was a kick-ass show from. That's more important than anything. That was a kick-ass show from the 80s. Where they worked in an antique shop and all their items were cursed. And in this show, it's a government warehouse, but it's the same idea. All their items are cursed.
There's a couple episodes in Supernatural, because I'm still watching Supernatural, going through all of them before the last couple episodes come out, where they have, like, cursed items. So there's one, like, earlier on, there's one, like, later on, where the cursed items get out. And those are always really funny and humorous episodes, like a rabbit's foot gets really lucky, then you have no luck, and a couple other things.
So yeah, so on this one, the reason that the main bad guy could stay was because he had that tuning fork thing. So once they put it in the bag, it nullified it.
So this is a touching period where the sisters are hugging.
Yeah.
I guess, and they work past the differences and they're okay.
Yeah, well, the sister was, the older sister was in a coma for like 30 years or something, 15 years. So when they woke her up from it using artifacts in the warehouse, she realized she was now 30 and had to kind of reconnect with her baby sister. And they just found out, one of the characters has feelings for another character, and so they're just talking about that right now.
Yeah, the shark tattoo on his arm?
Yeah, the shark tattoo guy really likes... I can't remember the character's names. The girl with the very attractive lady with the dark hair. Hey, there she is on the...
next to compass and pedestal.
Yeah. So the whole joke behind that was the guy he was talking to, his special power is he's like a human lie detector. He can always tell when people lie. So he said, "I love whatever her name is." And then they realized he wasn't lying. And now the compass has started to glow once again.
Mm-hmm.
And the compass is active once again. And it's a cliffhanger. Do you want spoilers? I can tell you what happens. Do you think you're going to watch this show at all? I don't want to spoil it for people. If you haven't watched it, you should check it out from the beginning, because it's a really cool show. And you'll probably get more out of it than Igor, because Igor had to watch the second last episode, so you had no idea what the storylines were. But what do you think of the Masonic stuff in it?
It was good. I wish we would have listened a little more to it. We didn't have the podcast mode on, and I could hear the volume a little better when they're explaining the picture and the three objects.
We're going to go back to that now. Let's see if this works, actually. I mean, I got time. Nicholas is at my house right now, probably burning it down. Nicholas is my friend. Please don't burn down my house, Nicholas. I don't know why I said that. He can't see us right now. This is going to be shown weeks after. I don't know when I'm going to show this. Let's see. No, wait. I'm the worst at,
you can't be trusted with remotes.
No, I'm terrible. Can you go back to the main menu?
I pause it so we can actually see what they're saying. Or see their
So, known as the birthplace of the American Revolution, the Sons of Freedom often met there. Paul Revere. And then in 1764, the St. Andrew's Lodge of Freemasons bought this building to use as their lodge.
That's the green dragon tavern.
And we've got a St. Andrews that meets right here at the Windsor Masonic Temple.
It's true.
A lot of the names are pretty common. St. Andrews pops up a lot. Harmony pops up a lot.
I've gone to a different city and talked to them and said I'm from Harmony. And they're like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, no, I'm not from your Harmony in your city. I'm actually from Windsor. No, that's even cooler.
Almost bringing disharmony in, if you will.
That's funny when we say...
See what I did there? That's pretty funny.
When we say our name, we usually get the number 2, so Harmony 579.
Yeah, the number relates to your order on the Grand Lodge registry. So Harmony 579 means we're the 579th Lodge. What's the word? I can't think of it now. Not warranted.
Chartered?
Yeah, chartered. There we go, chartered. We're the 579th Lodge chartered in Ontario. So the lower the number, the older the lodge is, because it was chartered earlier. So Windsor 403 is younger than Harmony 579, and Great Western 43 is younger than, seem to be younger than them all, right? Because Great Western was a 43rd lodge chartered by the Grand Lodge of Ontario.
The thing is, though, you could have also choose your number. When we went to Godrich, I think they had 33 as their number, but they could have had actually a smaller number, but they decided to choose 33 for its significance.
You can choose a number. Usually that's more done, I think, as it relates to
some type of symbology.
Affiliations, or not affiliations, amalgamations, right? Because Trinity Lodge, I can't remember what their number is now off the top of my head, but they're combined, they're amalgamated by
5,
three lodges.
It's got the symbol right there.
Ah, there you go. So 521 or 71?
21.
So Trinity Lodge number 521 is an amalgamation of three lodges. And obviously each lodge had different numbers. So Igor's right. But as a good general idea, if you want to kind of guess the age of a lodge, the lower the number of the lodge, the older they likely are. And we got just a picture of the Masonic compass.
I pause it when we look into the vault to see the artifact, and then it has this thing pop up saying, artifact removed. So it also below it says used in combination with the square and the setting mall to move the warehouse.
So there you go. So when you say, don't start with me.
Can't be too loud. You want them here?
I don't know. I don't.
Copyright issues?
There's a weird copyright. I don't know exactly what the level's at. I've seen somewhere. They've got it pretty loud and they don't get caught, but others where it just really depends on, I think it really depends on the owner of the copyright, how stringent they are. Green Dragon Tavern, National Historic Landmark.
Demolished in 1854. Do Do you have glare from your app? Is that why? Can't see?
Yeah, I got the lights on. I gotta take off in a second anyways. What was the next part? I'm trying to think the next big Masonic part of the show.
Of this?
Yeah.
When he's actually trying to use the heavy setting mall.
Alright. Yeah, that's right. That. Fast forward to that part, because let's see what cool stuff we can find there. So what'd you think about it from a
Masonic?
Yeah, from what you saw.
It's pretty good. It shows us in a decent light. It's kind of mystical to some degree.
And fairly
Okay. Your remote does not want to live.
I think I need a new new thing. If anybody wants to send Square and Compass Promotions a new PlayStation 3 controller, Igor will also get naked. Gotta give the people what they want, Igor. I can't help that that's what the people clearly want. So we got the board lady back, the sister.
Yeah. Your remote, she's dying.
The worst is when you're playing video games, like when I'm playing Resident Evil and it dies right as the zombie's gonna get me. Because Resident Evil, they don't pause it automatically, number six. The zombie still kills you.
That has a new level of fear and intensity. You don't know when your character's going to die, and you don't know when their remote's going to die. That's a whole other level.
Oh, back up. Yes, that's true. That is very, very true. And you're sitting there, and you're like, got to kill this zombie quick. So, we're almost at the part with the mall again. And he's going to hit it off the cornerstone to, So cornerstone, as you were saying, big part of Freemasonry. We had a cornerstone ceremony here in Windsor. It does, you know, he is missing the chisel, because normally you need both, but...
There's also other aspects of it. If you watch the video that Cameron's going to probably put a link somewhere around here, too... you'll see some more things that go into it.
Yeah, well, the ceremony, from a ceremonial perspective, what you use is, you know, corn, wine, and oil. And you have... They use Masonic tools, the square, the compasses, to check the accuracy of the stone.
It's all symbolic these days, but they actually did it back in the day.
So it's hard to say whether in the show they were using it more. I guess they're clearly using it more as like a metaphysical way. But in terms of the hitting the heavy setting mall off the cornerstone, whether they were thinking of it in terms of like using a chisel, because the whole purpose of it, right, is you square the stone, or whether it was just some magic mumbo-jumbo.
There is an aspect in making sure it's sturdy and good. Say if you were going to, like, place a keystone in an arch, you might want to, like, tap it and make sure it's in the right spot and make sure it's good in there. Besides that, I really wouldn't know when you'd use it on that.
We might be way overthinking it.
Probably.
But it's still cool. And it's nice. And like Igor was saying, this is probably the best, I think, representation of Freemasonry we've watched so far.
Most favorable. I know you prefer nefarious, evil intention, Masonic portrayals.
I do. That's why I love From Hell so much. But this, I like the show, so... I appreciated the... it would have been more fun if, like, the villain was a Mason and all the tools were villainous intent. But still, I like this show and the characters, so...
Are we still doing meme reviews for Masonic?
Yes, games? I don't know when. If you got any, that's a good point. I don't know when I'm going to schedule that for. I got the idea from a guy called Lex Friedman who does it on his channel. If you know of any Masonic memes, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to try to have a panel. So Igor... Maybe a couple other dudes. And
we have like numbers saying 5.
Yeah. Well, I'll show memes maybe up on the TV here and then on the computer. And we'll have Igor in the panel, like judge them from 1 to 10. And we'll see which one gets the highest score.
We probably need Ian in this panel from Toronto. He does memes galore.
Yeah, we could do that. We need some people who make the memes or make memes, but also we want a combination. We want you know, maybe even a couple old timers who have no idea what a meme is.
Have never seen one before?
Yeah.
That'll definitely be a shock, because there's some really funny, like positive ones, and there's some like not ones that I really enjoy, which are just ridiculous.
There's a lot of different types. So, and then again, it's like, how do you judge a meme, right? Not to get philosophical, but because you get a rank from 1 to 10, are you judging it based on how humorous it is, how accurate it is, whether it paints Freemasonry in a positive light versus a negative light, or send some combination? I'm not going to set any necessary standards. It's just going to be in the opinion of the individual panelist or the individual guest, how much do they like that meme? And some guys may appreciate the humor more than the accuracy, and vice versa. But if you know of any memes, throw a link down in the comments, because I mean every, you know, you type it into Google, a million pop up. So yeah, those purple gloves that they're wearing, those are the same, made of the same material that the bags are made of.
Okay, I was wondering why they're all wearing those in the warehouse.
So that, when they touch the artifacts, that also neutralizes their magical powers.
Is there more Masonic references and symbolism in the next episode? Because he says the second last episode, right? There is a finale?
Slightly more. Not to the same extent as with this one.
Okay.
You do see that compass pop up, though, a lot more. Because...
But it's the same premise as in this, right? So we already know how it acts?
Yeah. The different... Well, again, I don't know. Do you want to... Okay, I'm going to say spoiler alert. Do you want to... You can cover your ears if you want for this next one.
It's okay.
So, yeah, basically, in the next episode is the finale. And in this episode, the warehouse was being moved by nefarious means. In the next episode, the warehouse is being moved just because it's time for it to move. I know, right? Spoiler alert. So, it's more of a nostalgic episode because...
They're like recapping what they've done.
Yeah, and some of the characters have a hard time letting go, so they try to get it to stop, but obviously they can't, because sometimes it's just time to move on, which is maybe a good lesson sometimes. But yeah, it's called Endless is the last episode. So what do you think of when you add this one? Do you have a ranking? Like, what are your favorites in of the four we've done? I'm guessing Simpsons is still number one.
Simpsons, Psych, From Hell, because From Hell actually had some very accurate portrayals of Masonic rituals.
Well, and that's just...
Potentially.
Let's just calm down before the police show up at our doorsteps.
Well, I'm talking about...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it did have a lot of...
I'm not talking about any type of murder right now.
There was, especially for the time period, a lot of accuracy about Masonic ritual.
Things have slightly changed. We're not talking about the murderous guy that went rogue and part of his brain wasn't working and decided to kill people.
We've all killed a couple prostitutes in our day, Igor. Don't act like you're so special. And that's when the police showed up at our door.
Your door. I think prostitutes' lives matter.
Igor was clearly... Igor, you know, it's... Igor is pretending like he's all innocent, but he helps me move the bodies. And I have no legs. It's not easy to move a body with a wheelchair.
With the finish the rankings, this one before we got off more. This one has references. It does talk about it. Even the use of it, I didn't find it in that interesting. I think it was used as a means of just wrapping up how they wanted to get there. They wanted to go through their parts, and they wanted to go through moving of the actual building, and they found some historical reference of buildings, which is Masons, and then they used those to fill their device.
I wonder what I would go with. I'd go with I'd put From Hell first.
Of course you would.
Because I love that stuff. Oh my gosh, and then it's tough. See, because the one thing I liked about this episode, this show, Warehouse 13, and the episode, is that it was actually, like, it actually referenced Mason. Like, in The Simpsons, it was the Stonecutters. In Sight, I can't even remember what it was called now, but
there's like a lodge that wasn't fully masonry. It could have been Knights of Columbus, could have been various other
like
things.
Elk or Moose, yes. Or, but this it actually mentioned, like, it actually, it didn't say like the compass, it said like the Mason compass and the Mason square, and it mentioned, you know, that Masons believe, or I think it's pretty much an established fact, right, but Masons credit Hiram Abiff with building King Solomon's temple. So I appreciate the fact that they didn't just like crib our shit. They actually kind of credited masonry or credited Masons. So I don't know, I'm gonna go with this one, number two. Then I don't know. I love Psych. I love that show. So I'm gonna put Psych 3. Sorry, buddy. Simpsons are at the bottom. I'm going to get hate for that on the internet, man. People love that. Every Mason. I do, too. I love the show. It's not... There's no... I love all four of them. But...
I don't even know you, man.
I'm sorry. And you brought me donuts and everything. All right. So, if you guys have any ideas, first, leave us a meme. But if you know of any Masonic or any depictions of Freemasonry in popular culture, it doesn't have to be... you know, Freemasonry approved or credited. It can be just any TV show, movie, like song, anything that references something Masonic or seems to reference something Masonic, even if it doesn't get the credit, but if it's a Masonic symbol that you see, stuff like that. I was thinking Monty Python had some cool stuff. We could do that.
Yeah, some ridiculous stuff. Yes, they How to Spot a Mason. Isn't that one of their bits?
Yeah, How to Spot a Mason. They had that one, which was really good. Well, one guy doesn't get some job as an architect or something, and he thinks it's because he's not a Mason, so he freaks out. He's going like, why won't you let me join?
We could do that next time.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. All right, so if anybody from Warehouse 13 happens to be watching this, I dug your show. I haven't seen all the episodes yet, but I've seen a bunch of them, and I really like the final season. And I appreciated the fact that you referenced masonry, and you actually said Mason compass as opposed to compass. Thanks for showing us some... thanks for showing for masonry some love. This video gets over 100 views. Igor will get naked.
We'll see with that. Cam, thanks for having me on. It's always a blast. Had a really good time until the end when you didn't like Stonecutters as much. But I'll look past that for the time being. A little brotherly love.
There you go. And I think somebody's here. I hear voices.
I do.
All right, let's see if we can track down some people. All right. See you guys later.